Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for this morning, brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service. Our broadcasting friend is Susan Littlefield. She does host Inside Dairy every weekday morning, and this week she was focusing on some dairy farmers and one dairy farmer from a, well, place in Wisconsin, farming on a smaller scale.
We're headed to Cambridge, Wisconsin, and Gary Swain, as he talks about his operation. Now remember, it doesn't always have to be about the numbers.
Well, my family has been in this area in Wisconsin for over 180 years. We have not been in the exact spot we are now. The farm we're at now is my great-grandfather bought back in the 50s. My parents bought it back in the 70s. And then I have an older brother who's a few years older than me, and he decided to start milking cows in the early 80s when he was a junior in high school. He was 17 years old. He's going to be 62 this year, so I think that's 45 years. But early 80s, my parents built a small tie stall barn, 25 stalls, hay in the mow, things like that, and thought, oh, that's the way it's going to be. But we have expanded through the years. We put up a little freestall barn, things like that, but we mainly milk in the barn, kick the cows out. After I graduated from UW-Madison in 99, I had always been interested helping on the farm, but I came home and was working with my brother. Can't make much of a living on 25 cows, so I got into the dairy nutrition business for a few years, and I've been doing that for 20-some, but I'm kind of slowing down on that. And then I married my wife, Dana, who's from a dairy farm down the road in 2004. And luckily, she's a dairy girl, so she understands the ups and downs of the industry. And then we've ended up having three wonderful kids.
Gary Swain, he's from Cambridge, Wisconsin, as he talks about the kids that are involved in their family dairy operation.
Our oldest, Danny, he's 19, just graduated high school, is going to UW-Madison for, I call it, dairy science. Then I have Bella, who's a sophomore, and Lena, who's eighth grade, and they're all involved in it. They really enjoy the showing and actually really enjoy judging, and the proud thing is the Cambridge FFA dairy evaluation team won state this year with my three kids on it and another friend, Curtis Peterson, and they're going to be going to nationals. So that's kind of a quick summary of what's going on here right now.
That is very exciting, and I love the involvement of the entire family. And as you look at that, you are going to open the doors to your farm. And for some of our listeners of Inside Dairy, they might not get the opportunity to go to a dairy breakfast during June Dairy Month, or their farms in the area might not host them. So let's talk about why you guys are opening up your doors on the 13th and having a really cool breakfast on the farm.
Well, we've always really community-based around here, with my family being here for 180 years. And I'm blessed. Both my parents, Robert and Melissa Swain, are still alive and kicking. Mom's 85 and Dad's 84, and they're going to be helping us bale hay this afternoon. They like driving equipment and things like that. But when the opportunity came, a friend of mine asked me about it. Dane County didn't have anyone this year. And I said, oh, what the heck? I'm calling this kind of a celebration of life with everything that my family has gone through the years, and I just want to showcase that there are all different sizes of farms and things to do. And like I said, it's just kind of celebrating community. We've had so many people from the community step up now to help volunteer.
Gary is from Cambridge, Wisconsin. Now, he's on the smaller side when it comes to dairy operations, and that's one of the reasons why he stepped up when his county said they needed somebody to host the June Dairy Month breakfast that takes place this coming Saturday.
When the opportunity came, a friend of mine asked me about it. Dane County didn't have anyone this year. And I said, oh, what the heck? I'm calling this kind of a celebration of life with everything that my family has gone through the years. And I just want to showcase that there are all different sizes of farms and things to do. And like I said, it's just kind of celebrating community. We've had so many people from the community step up now to help volunteer. You know, I just want to do that. My brother said, why are you doing this? We have no reason to. We have nothing to sell. And I'm like, well, what we need to sell is our love for our community and just kind of go from there. And like I just said, you know, celebration of life. Mom and Dad have been around here for a long time, and it's going to be fun to see everyone come out and visit. And we're probably the smallest farm to ever host the breakfast on the farm. Dane County is expecting between 45 and 5,000 people out here. And so, yeah, we're trying to squeeze them in. But I just want to showcase a different size barn. I got a story to tell, and I just really want to celebrate our community.
Gary Swain is from Cambridge, Wisconsin, and a smaller dairy operation, as we talked about what he wants consumers to know about the industry.
Our barn, our farm is kind of what the people picture, a little red barn and blue silo, things like that. So I just want to show people there's all different types and just show them the showcase of how well our animals are taken care of. I know there's dairies that are way larger than us, and being in the nutrition business, I work with a lot of those, and they take really good care of their animals too, but just at a larger scale. And I just want to show everyone what the dairy industry is. From 25 cows up to 20,000 cows, we all really care about our animals. The thing with us being so small is we're just at a really disadvantage of a lot of things that the bigger dairies can have. But we're going to hold on as much as we can. And mainly it's a family lifestyle that we're doing here. It's not really we try to make a job of it, but it's a lifestyle. There's nothing better than milking cows in the barn at night with my kids. And they're judging cows and just talking about schools and stuff like that. We don't have time to sit around the kitchen table. We stay in the barn and milk cows. And I just want the consumer to know that, the dairy industry is great. Their food is safe. And we're going to produce the best products possible for them. So, and, you know, support all sizes. But also just remember, us little guys are, we might not be around for much longer. So come out and enjoy it while you can. Sponsors of milk, yogurt, cheese. Cool thing about our dairy breakfast is, it's not dairy, but, Jones Dairy Farm in Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin donates all the sausage. It's been a family owned company for many, many years, and being from the Cambridge area, I have a lot of friends that work there. And so that's a great, a business to support.
Their dairy breakfast this Saturday outside of Cambridge, Wisconsin.
Susan Littlefield joining us on your Central Minnesota Farm Report this morning, brought to you by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service. You can listen to Susan every weekday morning at 6:10 for Inside Dairy. And I just thought that was a cool story to share about that family, that smaller family farm in Wisconsin, hosting their breakfast on the farm today. For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joe Gill.